There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
In other news today, it's not really news, I don't think, but it is.
It is news.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ever been so angry you just want to smash a TV, throw a computer around, maybe take a, you know, sledgehammer to something, get a baseball bat and absolutely crush something to smithereens? Well, you can do it now.
You can. And by NLT's enthusiasm, you can see clearly it was a good thing to do. It's a weird and wonderful thing that we did this morning. So 11 o'clock, we congregated at the Smash Room, which is a graffitied warehouse space. It's in Alcoz. It's been open, what, just under a month? And as the name suggests, it's a room that you smash stuff in. That's what it is.
Yes.
So here's how it works. You turn up, you pay your money, you don the safety gear, you pick your weapon of choice, maybe a sledgehammer, maybe an axe.
maybe a wrench. Maybe a baseball bat. Maybe
you do look a little bit like Bob the Builder, or at least I did. You can check our Instagram feed for that. A baseball bat, perhaps. You go into a little small concrete room and you smash stuff up. You can take your own stuff to smash, or you can provide smash stuff that's been provided for you.
I know. Now, just to illustrate this point a little bit, so we were smashing things up, but if you maybe, I don't know, if your husband bought you a terrible birthday gift that you'd rather forget, you can take it with you and smash it up. If you've had a very difficult breakup and there's lots of memorabilia from said ex, you can take that and smash it too. It's just anything you want. If you've got a printer, maybe, like Tim, that he couldn't get to work, you can take that and vent your frustration there.
Yeah, you can, and they're particularly good things to take. I mean, there's a little bit more behind this, to be fair. We are kind of kidding slightly. Went down there this morning. We did the Smash and Dash package. And before NLT ran amok in an enclosed space with a baseball bat, and that is exactly how it transpired, by the way. It was frightening. I had a quick chat with the co-founder, Ibrahim Abu Diak.
Okay, listen to that. It's just like a great big pile of, looks like there's bits of TV, there's old computer, there's all sorts. And you clear this every 4 days?
Yes. So okay. All the items, they got separated by the material type. So metals goes to a certain recycler, plastics and so on, glasses. They all goes into recycling process after being smashed.
You see, that's the thing, because I can imagine people listen to this now thinking, okay, so you're in a small room with loads of smashed up stuff. But the big question would be, what happens to all this stuff? Because there's stuff in here that needs special recycling, bits of circuit boards and the glass, obviously, and the metal needs to be separated, and you do that.
Yes, we do separate, by the material, as you said. So metals go separately. So there's a separate recycler for metal who just first comes in first and takes the metal off, because that's the bigger pieces.
Right.
Then the small ones taken care of by the second supplier. So we have every day, like within the week, a schedule for recycling processes that they would come in and just take the stuff based on the type of the materials.
Okay. Yeah. What about the idea? I mean, this is a new thing for here. Where did you get the idea from?
So the idea came from my partner's Hiba. She had a very hard time last year when she lost her grandmother. And Hiba is a psychologist. She had lots of grief by that time. Mm-hmm. She tried yoga, boxing. She's an athlete. Nothing seemed to work, really. She felt she still have something inside that she wants to let go. So she was moving her house. She took some of her old stuff to her backyard and had a baseball bat. So she started smashing on those. She had a TV and a printer. She just smashed the hell out of them. And after that, she felt so good that immediately gave me a call and said, Ibrahim, we have this idea. Why don't you make it as a business? So we started studying the market, doing the financial analysis, the business plan. And, we've been living here for quite a long time already. So we know people here really need it. There's a lot of people here need a smash room. And we've been proving it already. 3 weeks so far in operation. I love it. Each and every customer, with no fail, comes in here and leaves with a big, big smile on their faces. It really changes their mood, changes their stress levels, and it's really therapeutic.
So what's really interesting is Hiba, your partner, is a psychologist.
She is.
And acted out this kind of aggression. I suppose it gets rid of pent-up frustrations, helps with the grief, I suppose, in her case. And I was telling the story the other day, I had a printer that I could not get to work, would not work, whatever I did with it. It wasn't an expensive printer. Well, there's more to this story. So I took it outside and I smashed it. And I'm not proud of doing it, but I could not get the thing to work. I took it outside and smashed it, gathered up all the bits, put it in the recycling, and I felt great.
So, I'm sure you did.
We see, this is the thing. So I'm thinking here, this is going to be, you know, that times 10 times 100.
Exactly. So this is the experience multiplied 10 times in a very safe and controlled environment as well. So instead of doing it at work or at house, here you're fully decked up in a safety gear from head to toes. And with the team will give you full safety instruction on how you how you're gonna use the smash weapons, how to avoid hurting your knees, for example, how to do it properly and have fun at the same time. So of course here the thrill is like 10 times. And you know, smashing printers is the best because they're very hard to smash, and at the same time the most satisfying thing is when you reach to the cartridge and the ink just gets blasted on the floor. You can see here we have some purple, black, some blue ink. Yeah, that's all from smashing some printer. Yellow, you know, smashing printers is really, really fun.
I mean, in some countries, it's a tradition at Greek weddings. You know, you smash plates. So, you know, what's wrong with it? I think a lot of people would think this is quite immature. It's a waste. What would you say to people that would... Because some people will think that.
Yeah. Well, I think those people are the most one who need to come here and visit the Smash Room and just try it.
Okay, you get to choose your music there as well. We had some Public Enemy pumping. I don't know how we came to an agreement on that, but we did. It kind of helped. We felt the aggression and the beats would spur us on, and they seemed to do that.
It really did the job. Now, if you want to see Tim and I making absolute fools of ourselves, you can look on our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. You name it, we're there looking silly. The outfits are priceless because obviously safety first.
Mm, very much so. So a bit like, I don't know, slightly Bob the Builder-ish, really, in a weird, quirky way.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, something like that. Just one more thing, NLT.
One of the mottos of the Smash Room is...
What happens inside the Smash Room stays inside it.
There you go. So remember that.
So we can't tell anyone what we did.
No, absolutely not. It remains
Saeed in this room. Saeed texted in and said, as a person who smashed three printers at home, I feel you, Tim. Saeed, you need to get down there because just take the printer that's crossed you, that you're annoyed with, and you can really, really crack it apart, smash it apart, like really get into it. I mean, I had the baseball bat, you were throwing up glasses in the air and I was just knocking them.
There's a point at which I threw a jar and NLT, it was a home run, I guarantee it.
Yeah,
would have been a home run.
It was a strike for sure.
So, and all you can see is me in the background going, way! And
it was brilliant.
It was exciting. But so, do you know, there's an interesting point here. Technology is an enabler and it's so important to us, and it affects everything we do in some way. We're on our phones all the time. We use laptops all the time. But whatever we're doing, technology is a great thing. But technology can also be
so frustrating
when it doesn't work. And IT come down and say to you, have you turned it off and turned it on again? Which is what IT often do. They're usually right, to be fair to them, but you know what I mean. So venting your frustration in that way was amazing. We came out exhilarated, hot. It was a workout as well.
Yeah, but sweaty.
There was a sense of calm.
Yeah, I felt like there was more anger inside me than I knew. And I was able to vent that in a safe space.
I was quite amazed how much anger there was inside you. There you are.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.